Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have new softball coach, Corey Lanker. And, coach, thanks for spending time with us. Just talk about the week that was this week. A couple of hard games, but at the end of the week, playing number four team, pretty tough up until late innings. Gave up some home runs.
Yeah, I think we played a really good game tonight. When we play good teams, and they're going to get their runs, you just got to hold them to as least as possible, obviously. But I think the home runs are what really got us. But the energy was good. I was happy with the girls in the seventh inning that they never gave up. And all through the game, we made plays. We didn't really leave too many plays out there where they could take advantage of it. So I'm happy with them tonight.
As far as this, I mean, you got a pretty young team. Have you seen, you know, it's a slow process, right? I mean, especially during the year, you don't get a lot of practice. You just kind of learn on the fly.
Yeah, the first half of the season was pretty rough on us, getting our feet under us. And when you play the competition that we play, you don't have a lot of breaks. So this, I'm looking for a lot of improvement this second half of the season. And I always say it's not really how you start, it's how you finish. And if we can continue how we're doing right now, we'll be just fine.
Talk about your pitcher tonight, just a sophomore, Laylee Hammonds. She's been, you know, carrying a big load for you this year.
Yeah, I thought she pitched a really good game. With a team like that, any type of mistake we make as a pitch caller, if we don't hit our spot or if I call the wrong pitch and they hit it out, you just kind of got to tip your cap to them because they're good hitters and there's nothing you can do about it. We just got to take advantage of the situations that are presented to us. And she's been throwing the ball really well. I think the other night at Pleasantville, she had 12 strikeouts in that game. And our offense showed up, scored 19 runs. So with that production, we're on the right track. The competition is just stiff and we got to take advantage.
Yeah, you're playing a lot of teams that have a lot of seniors and some real good players on there. Defense, have you been pleased with that lately? There's been times this year you've kind of struggled with that.
Yeah, tonight we played really well. And in Pleasantville we played well, but we struggled a little bit early on in the week. We had some things going on internally that we had to deal with, and it brought the morale down a little bit. And you're going to go through those ebbs and flows of the season. People get tired. Some of the younger girls aren't used to this type of rigorous schedule. And as long as we can stay steadfast, I think we'll be just fine. I think our schedule overall is pretty loaded from top to bottom with ranked teams.
Yeah, it is.
And when you play a ranked team every night, you got to bring your game. And if you're off your game just a little bit, they're going to make you pay.
Has the team, you know, kind of, you know, took that in stride? And have you seen that they've been able to, you know, just come up and kind of put the games behind them? Or is that something you've had to learn a little bit?
Well, everybody looks at the schedule. You try not to look at the schedule. And sometimes when you play a ranked team, it's in another conference and you don't know their schedule. And when you go play against a team and have an 8-2 record, and we've been playing against teams in the 4 and 5A that are ranked up there, we compete well for the most part. We're going to have our downs, but right now we're heading in the right direction, and I'm happy with tonight's performance.
Anything else you want people to know about this young squad that you're playing along?
Actually, tonight is our first night with a full squad. Ava came back from injury, and she was going to be our starting first baseman. And so tonight was the first night that we put the team that I thought we would have so we're halfway through the season, and we've had to fill in with young girls that maybe not played certain positions, and they did a good job in that lull while we had starters out. And V was hurt there for a while. Viana Vassal was hurt for a while. So when you're dealing with injuries with a small squad, there's not much room for error. I'm proud of I'm proud of the direction we're going.
So you got a couple days to practice now, or without a game until Pella Christian doubleheader, right? So
yeah, and
what are you gonna be working on?
Well, really, I think they need to rest. They this week and these last couple weeks, their bodies are pretty tore down. So We might do a little bit of hitting, but as far as throwing and pitching and all that stuff, we're going to take a break from all that and give their bodies a chance to rest, because next week we jump right back in. We start with a doubleheader, and I think we have a doubleheader later on in the week. I'm not sure, but can't take any team lightly. Pella Christian, they got some things going on. They put it to Pella the other night on a 14-0 game. So every night, any team can be beat. So definitely, we show up, we play our game, and we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure the girls will enjoy the rest. Thanks for spending time with us, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
That is the head coach for the Newton softball team, Corey Liker, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.